That all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
Welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, hour number two. It is now officially Tuesday here in the Central Time Zone. That'll be April 10th, 2007. Ah, yes, Frankly Speaking Radio continues. So, yes, very, very thankful that we heard from Debbie there in that last hour. Some important information. It just goes to show you that just because they're not telling you about it doesn't mean they aren't doing it. And that's something we all have to sort of contend with, something we all have to deal with on our own, and trying to sort of monitor the people who are doing the monitoring. You know, what exactly are they doing to us, and what aren't they telling us? For too long, I firmly believe this, the American people, for the most part, have trusted their government too much. The founding fathers, we all sort of look to them, and we all sort of, you know, hold them up in such high esteem. Why exactly are they held in high esteem? Because they did not trust the institutions, because they believed in the people. At least that's what we've been told. Why is it that we've slipped away from that? Why is it that we've gotten so far away from the idea of true freedom and sort of being aware of the things that we have that maybe we don't appreciate? And it's a bizarre sort of thing. But we've gotten away from that, folks, and it's time that we get back to it. It's time that we pay close attention to all the things going on in the world around us, all the things going on in our own country. And we're going to talk about that with our guest after the break. If you were unaware of his material, his writings, and whatnot, well, consider yourself informed as a result of this interview and, of course, all the time that we're going to spend together in the future, which I'm looking forward to. The book is called Privacy Crisis, and this is a very, very, very important, probably, in my opinion, the most important how-to book you will ever read. And why is that? Because you can learn the techniques to protect yourself, to protect those you care about, to protect all the things that you value. If you've spent your life collecting, I don't know, maybe you collect tablecloths, and you've got an extensive tablecloth collection, and for some reason this tablecloth collection that you have is valued at thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, well, certainly you got to know how to protect it. Not just for, of course, a security measure like a lock on your door, which everybody should have anyway, but other things as well. How do you protect yourself from the people that are snooping around on information? Now, typically, it's identity theft has always been an issue for the unscrupulous people who would like to, of course, steal your identity, steal all of your money, ruin your credit, and get something for nothing. But what about when these same identity thieves, all the people that we've heard about for so long, all the people we've been told to be aware of and protect ourselves from, what about when the government starts to do that? What about when the government starts reading your emails? What about when the government starts recording your phone calls? What about when the government starts monitoring you, how you travel, where you go, what you spend your money on, which kind of money you're spending, credit, check, cash? What are you buying? What kind of movies are you renting? What are you seeing? What are you eating for dinner? What do you have allergies to? What do your medical files look like? All this and more is happening as we speak. These things are happening in the name of the war on terror, folks. So ask yourself, is it time perhaps to take the government's advice to protect ourselves, even when the government is telling us to protect ourselves from people who are doing exactly what the government itself is doing? The answer, of course, is yes, and our guest has all the answers for you. Stay with us back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest this evening, Grant Hall.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
There's a problem with every sign. Bargain buildings, weights and pulleys. Feathers hit the ground before the weight can leave the air. Buy the sky and sell the sky and tell the sky.
Good morning, folks, and welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Here we are in hour number two. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online, republicbroadcasting.org, and maybe you're listening at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, which case you should read the guest information for this evening and find out all about our guests. This is a very, very, very important empowerment tool at your disposal. And it's simply a click away. You can buy the ebook at privacycrisis.com. You can buy it via phone by calling 702-433-6222. You can go to amazon.com, pick up a hard copy. You can also pick up the hard copy at privacycrisis.com. It's entitled Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan and Guide to Anonymous Living. If that doesn't sound appetizing, then nothing will. Grant Hall, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you very much, Frank. I'm very much honored to be back.
Well, I'm honored and privileged, my friend, to announce that you are our sponsor here for this hour, and I can't thank you enough for that. It is a distinct pleasure to be affiliated with something that I know pretty well, I guess, about and something I believe in as strongly as I do, because what you've got here is such a vital component to true freedom, honestly.
Well, thank you. We need to educate those who are not aware of what solutions are available to them. I know from listening to your show that part of the theme of your show is solving problems.
Yes.
And enabling people and empowering people. Mm-hmm. And despite of what the media may have told the listeners or what the talking heads tell you, the newspapers and so on and so forth, I believe that today we have the greatest opportunity in our history to take back our privacy, regardless of what types of pretexts are being given as reasons for taking it away. In fact, people need to be aware that they can do that. They just need to have information, knowledge, and the application of proven principles, which is what I've tried to do in writing this book. It took me a number of years, and I've been practicing these principles for many years, and I'm very confident that people can benefit from this, and people need to stand alone and model their program after somebody who has, in fact, been successful doing just that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, without a doubt. And I should point out a couple of things here. First of all, what you're doing is not, you're not teaching people illegal things. There are a lot of times, and again, people have their own issue with this about the legality of the income tax and whatnot. And you know, I understand their position on this, but the point is that the courts have consistently ruled against those people. It is an extraordinarily hard battle to fight. What you've got here are principles, methods. These things are all 100% legal. They're just kept secret from people because they don't want the powers that be don't want people to know that they have power. They don't want people to understand what their authority is. They don't want people to know what they can do with information. So they keep the information from them. But you have gone out and put together this book, which is just an amazing work. I cannot say enough about it, because every single page you're learning about a new technique that, again, it's all 100% legal, to make yourself as inaccessible as possible, to make yourself anonymous and virtually invisible.
That's correct. Myself and those who helped me put it together, and we all did a number of us did some research on this, and I, of course, did the writing, and I draw from the experiences that I've had during my lifetime, and in particular my career. Mm-hmm. We all put together legal things that work in terms of privacy. We don't get into academic studies of the area that you just mentioned. In fact, if I'm ignorant about something, I won't write about it, and I certainly won't talk very much about it. Mm-hmm. But what I have here is I have information which is divided into various components of one's life, and they can, through the application and study, I must emphasize study, this is a reference book, and nothing worthwhile is easy, particularly when we're talking about something as complex as your personal and business privacy, mm-hmm. but through the application and study of what is available to you in the United States, by the way, this is not recommendations to go offshore and try to follow that route that so many have advocated over the years. I just don't believe that's necessary.
No.
And in fact, it's not practical for a person who lives in the United States to do that. You must cash your checks, for example, and do your banking and live in the United States if you, in fact, are here. So you have to apply the principles and make the adjustments here in spite of what privacy restrictions you may think or have been put upon you.
Sure. Well, without a doubt. I mean, if you think about it, it's such an important point that you just brought up, because in essence what you're saying is you don't need to run to some other foreign country or anything like that. The point is that this still is the most free country on the planet. The only way we don't have freedoms is if we don't know enough to be able to enjoy them, if we don't know enough to be able to access them, implement them, and utilize them to our advantage. So why not just stay here in this country and work, live, you know, exist in this fashion of being anonymous slash invisible? That's the best way to do it.
And as you know, there's so many areas that are, in fact, gray areas anyway. The powers that think they be, the agencies and the various businesses that you come in contact with, for instance, banking, brokerage, those who rent property, those who issue government documents, and so on and so forth. There's a lot of gray areas there. So I explain in the book, I have an entire section on behavioral aspects of privacy, and I encourage people to develop their communication skills and first have the information and then apply that to good communication with those folks who have the power to assist you in getting what you need. This is extremely important. As an example, there's been many times that I have gone from one bank and did not receive what I needed, and gone to another bank right down the street, same branch, and received what I needed. The same way is or has occurred to me when I've shopped for automobile insurance on the telephone. It just matters not only who you deal with, but how you present your case and what information or what type of procurement you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. It's a vital component. And also, like you said, to not necessarily give up, because a lot of times you're dealing, and we forget this a lot, we're dealing with people for the most part. Yeah, they may be members of an agency. They may work for a particular entity that you don't really care for. They may be, you know, bank tellers, but they're still human beings. They're still Americans. So you can still explain to them what you're wanting to do if it comes to that. And more likely than not, they'll say, oh, okay, they're just curious. You know, they just want to know. This is stuff that a lot of people don't know anything about. And if they do know it, a lot of times they've gotten the information from people who are maybe less than reputable. And that's why I've read those books, Richard, or I should say Grant. I've read all those books, and I know exactly what they're advocating people do. And I've stayed away from those. I haven't interviewed those people. I haven't talked with those people, and I've not implemented any of their suggestions. Whereas your book, and I don't remember the first time we talked, but in the course of your book, it has been referenced a number of times in my household, and a lot of these things I have been implementing slowly but surely. And I find, honestly, Grant, that when I start down that road, it's very easy to sort of integrate that mindset into your entire lifestyle.
Well, yes, it is. It's good to set some objectives and some goals, and it's really not difficult to get started. For example, people who want to begin a privacy lifestyle can begin by disassociating their name with their home address on all mailings, for example. And then from there, you can go to your communication system and your travel system and your finances and your business and all the rest of it, as is outlined in the various sections of the book. It's not something that everybody does at the same level, if you please. It's basically like an elevator or school. You sort of get off where you want to, and you accomplish what you have at that particular time in terms of goals and objectives. So it's not something that everybody has the same reason or the same objective in mind, and it takes some time, as you've indicated. It is important to define what you need, and from there you get the education and you learn how to do it, and you go about accomplishing that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, and that's why this thing is so vital that people understand, because as I mentioned in the last segment, you know, we've been told for so long that identity theft is such a big threat here in America, and yet all of the same techniques that the hackers use to steal our identity and go on shopping sprees and things like that, the government's doing the same thing. They're monitoring all the same areas. So it's very much hypocritical when you look at it, much like saying, hey, you know, Al-Qaeda is going to invade us any moment now, but let's open the borders, you know, stuff like that. It just doesn't make any sense. So you have to call their bluff, not to mention the fact that every single day I'm hearing stories about, oh, such and such government agency, one of their employees had his laptop stolen, and it contained 28,000, you know, people with their social security numbers and so on and so forth. And we know a lot of the airlines are complying and whatnot, too, with various things. And I think a lot of people in this time, Grant, just simply want to stay home. They're afraid. They're afraid that everything they do leaves some sort of footprint, be it electronic or otherwise. And what you do in this book is you teach them how to not leave footprints. And I think it's such an important point. Anyway, I'll tell you what. We'll let you respond here after this first break. Folks, please stay with us. You're not going to want to miss 1 second of our guest and our sponsor this hour, Grant Hall. The book is called Privacy Crisis. The website, very easy to remember, privacycrisis.com. Stay with us. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our guest, Grant Hall.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222. Good morning, good evening, my friends, and welcome back to the big show. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Excited you're here with us tonight, and hope you're paying close attention because this is probably one of the most important things you'll ever hear discussed on this show, which is how to do all this stuff, how to protect yourself in every possible conceivable way, ways you didn't know existed because you've never read the book Privacy Crisis. I want to give out our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Maybe you have some questions. Our guest has the answers. His name is Grant Hall. The book is Privacy Crisis. The website, privacycrisis.com. Grant, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'd like to start where you left off.
Please.
Regarding the not leaving the footprints, actually that's not so difficult once you get started. And I'd like to emphasize that Privacy Crisis has been the leading selling identity theft book on Amazon the past few weeks.
Bravo.
That changes from day to day, so if it does, that's out of our control, at least for the time being. But it's much more than an identity theft book. It's a comprehensive privacy reference book that covers all aspects of one's life. And to not leave footprints, as you indicated, requires some basic information and some due diligence. For example, if you freeze your all-important credit report, which is available to most people, and if you don't have a state of which you reside in that allows that, it's pretty easy to still do that through some maneuvering, and I explain all of that.
Yeah.
This essentially eliminates you from the tracking system of those outsiders who you don't do business with and who are not your creditors. So private investigators or stalkers or identity thieves, for example, could not get into a credit bureau report if it had been frozen by the persons who had initiated that and put a key and lock on that, which is available and very simple to do.
Wow. See, I think that's so phenomenal because most people, and I'll be honest with you, before I read your book, I didn't know that could be done.
Yes, it can be done, and that's not my unique idea. That began in the last year or so. The state's been passing legislation to allow that strictly to help people with their privacy.
Wow.
We also get into some of the basics like telephone communication and your computer and your anonymous IP service is very important.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that one can do that are not really that complicated. For a nominal price of software, you can essentially hide your IP address and you cannot be tracked as you surf on the Internet. It's important not to have a telephone that's traceable back to you. These are some of the things that I emphasize, and these are some of the very basic methods that we use to essentially let somebody live underneath the radar at whatever level they choose to live. And you're not going to be bothered, and you're not going to have your property bothered if you follow some of these basic measures. And from this point, we branch out further into your automobile, your finances, your business, your work. All of your life can be kept concealed legally, you can be an anonymous person and a totally free person if you just have the information and you apply the principles and concepts.
It's really stunningly easy to get started on this, too. And as you mentioned, it's so important that you understand the whys. I was just talking with a friend the other day, Grant, and what he had told me was is that his father is in a situation where he might lose his property. And he had told his father for years, you know, you have to start protecting this stuff. And he's like, he didn't think it was a big deal. He's convinced now, and hopefully it's not too late, but I did, of course, point him in the direction of your book and your website, because this is stuff everybody needs to know. I mean, at some point, we have just sort of acquiesced. We've allowed ourselves to be, you know, nudged slightly off course, and at this point, there's really nothing that you know, can't be stolen from you by way of, you know, an unscrupulous person or perhaps just government confiscation, whatever the case may be. This is not to say that this book is going to assist people who are interested in doing bad things. That is not the way, because everything you're doing is legal and there are still checks and balances and safeguards in place for the law. But what I'm saying is that this does allow people like myself, who are extraordinarily interested in privacy, to be able to pull this stuff off and to do it well, to do it quickly, to do it easily, to do it inexpensively. And it's just from this book. I mean, it's really astounding.
Well, that's correct. So many times when agencies and attorneys get involved, for example, there's a lot of mistakes that are made in issuing orders and subpoenas and judgments and so on and so forth. And a lot of times institutions, if they have your being a person who has the property and you are the, in fact, legally the owner, they will just roll over and let you lose your property, even though you're their customer. Whereas if you have the property titled legally in another entity, which is another section of the book, you can basically escape that, providing, of course, that you set the course up and you set up the process prior to you having any threat of trouble. That's mm-hmm. really important. That's
yeah.
called the fraudulent conveyance principle, as I recall. So you want to do things ahead of time.
Exactly why people should act now rather than when trouble arises. Do not wait on this stuff, folks, because especially for you guys out there who own property and houses and cars and vehicles and money and different assets like that, you want to make sure you have something to pass on to your kids, so protect it while you have it. Stay with us. We're back in three with more from our guest, Grant Hall.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our special guest this hour is also our sponsor. PrivacyCrisis.com is the website. You can pick up the book hardcover there or the ebook. Hardcover can also be picked up through Amazon.com, and you can also call by phone for those of you who don't have internet access. 702-433-6222. That's 702-433-6222. And ask for Privacy Crisis by our guest, Grant Hall. Welcome back, sir.
Yes. Frank, one thing I should emphasize is privacy crisis is about freedom and protecting one's assets, but it's not an asset protection program per se, but there's a certain amount of that built in through a strong privacy program anyway.
Yes.
But in addition to that, the reader is steered to the correct resources and legal counsel if needed to set up the appropriate program for their needs. But it's really about living free, maintaining control of your life and your property, and basically keeping your life your business.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely the case. And like I said, for myself, it has it's always come up. Now, I probably tread somewhat delicately here, and I'll be relatively obscure just by need on the airwaves, but I have had several stalkers, Grant, people who, you know, have really made me fear for my safety. And it sounds bad, but they've been women. But you know, it's just one of those things, I guess. So when you see somebody that has obviously a bizarre agenda to either hurt you or sort of be next to you, close to you so much so that they really truly invade your space, well, take it on the flip side. I can kind of relate to, let's say, women who are sort of stalked by ex-boyfriends, ex-husbands, whatever the case may be. That is not simply an inconvenience. That's not simply an issue of, hey, you're invading my privacy. That's an issue of my absolute life is at stake here, and I need to protect myself by making myself as inaccessible as possible. And these are techniques that people can learn by reading this book, which is why this book really should be in the hands of any woman probably aged, I don't know, 14 and on to oblivion. This is such an important empowerment tool for them.
Yes, it is. Women are especially vulnerable, as you suggest, as are high-profile people like yourself. But stalking is never pleasant.
No.
But in order to insulate yourself from that problem, it requires some due diligence and keeping your home address private and your communication system isolated and insulated from those that might want to bother you, as well as the other areas, because I've known of cases where bank accounts have been raided and so on and so forth just by people that had they were close to the individual and they knew key information. So it's a real problem, and hopefully I'm giving the suggestions that that are going to be helpful to the people as they listen.
Mm-hmm.
But it does require some work, and stalking is a very serious problem today. It causes a lot of people harm and distress. And I remember reading that stalkers don't turn loose very easily.
No.
There's cases, in fact, I cited a book, as I recall, where stalking lasts for nearly the duration of people's lifetime, and many people are harmed by their stalker. So it's not something to be taken lightly.
No, it absolutely is not. And the other thing, too, and we've moderately heard about this in terms of, you know, various celebrities and whatnot, but it's very, very difficult to get a stalker, I guess, somebody that's just, you know, I guess, laser focus on somebody else. It's very, very difficult to put some fear into them in terms of, you know, restraining orders and things like that. So it really does take some personal empowerment to do this. Now, you know, there are many different methods for that. But honestly, the best way is to make yourself as inaccessible as humanly possible. And this book will teach people how to do that. Because the law, unfortunately, it's not there to protect you, folks. The law is there to prosecute someone who has broken the law. It's not there to prevent these incidents from occurring. If somebody is dedicated, they're not going to care about possibly going to jail for you know, an overnight stay before they get bailed out. You need to make this such an incredible process for them to acquire information about you that it's just not worth it.
Yeah, that's correct. And key portions of your life, like your automobile and your bank account, they need to be titled in entities and kept under wraps so that somebody else cannot trace you through these areas, which are typically methods that stalkers use to track their victims.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're cognizant of how to handle your automobile so nobody can trace you when they run your tags, or if you're able to make your bank account totally anonymous, mm-hmm. where nobody can, even if they saw your check, they wouldn't know who it belonged to.
Yes.
You are halfway there in terms of regaining your privacy.
Mm. That's such an important point. Well, one of the things I think that is sort of important is to understand, you know, some of the principles and rules by which somebody should sort of govern their actions and their decisions. Give us an idea, just, you know, give us a little appetizer here, what they might find when they pick up the book, Privacy Crisis.
Well, we begin the process of talking about your privacy with various sections, and identification is key because everybody in the United States is identified. However, just because you do have a government-issued ID doesn't mean that that makes you accessible to all those who want to trace you. So we talk to the reader about how to basically still have their privacy, even though they're in the databases, but they're not accessible to anybody who wants to reach them. This would include anybody, and of course, this is all covered. And there's nothing that anybody can do to find you if you've basically made yourself not accessible through either your business or your home address or your telephone communication or your computer system. So even though you're in the databases, a few of them, mm-hmm. you're not able to be found, and we make sure that you know how to make yourself invisible by following the various principles that we practice.
Well, you know, and it's so intriguing, too, to kind of get a feel for some of the techniques that maybe private investigators would use to sort of con information out of people. And that's why it's important not only to implement these things yourself, but also, you know, maybe get together with your family and your friends and people that you know and say, hey, look, this is the book you have to read. This is the lifestyle you have to lead. And you at least need to understand exactly how these things operate, because somebody may come looking for me one day.
They certainly might. In fact, more than half of us will be faced with some kind of a privacy issue, a serious one that could be very costly or damaging through our lifetimes. But most people can prevent a great deal by just following some basic principles. And true, you might have to make adjustments later if you really have a problem, because even though you practice privacy, especially a family person, you're still owe it to yourself to lead basically a normal life. So you're not going to be as perhaps a private individual as somebody who's living a high level privacy. But you can still do really well, and I think what you just pointed out is key, mm-hmm. is those around you need to be aware of what your needs and requirements are.
Oh, sure.
And not just make your life an open book to the public.
Yes, without a doubt, because you know, one of the things that I've seen is just people being able to be fairly crafty with the telephone and be able to try to get information. I'll give you an example. Here at the radio station I'm at right now, a lot of times people will call up and talk to the office manager, the receptionist, or salesperson and say, hey, listen, this is an emergency. I desperately need to get hold of Frank Whalen. And, you know, they've all been instructed by me, do not give out my information, not my phone number, not my address, not anything. I don't care what the emergency is. You know, whatever they say it is, If it's somebody that doesn't know how to get a hold of me, it's nothing I need to know about anyway. You know, but this is something that private investigators will use, these techniques, impersonating maybe a hospital employee trying to track down a family member, implying that there might be an accident. I mean, they really, really cross the line a lot, and it's important that that you're protected and that these scams are revealed to be what they are.
Yes, the private investigators are the real culprits, in my opinion, many times. They do cross the line. In fact, many of us have had some experience with those kinds of guys, and they really don't have any respect for human beings in many cases. They use the pretext method, like you pointed out, and using a third-party phone like you're doing there is really good. But you know, you need to essentially understand that when you're battling for your privacy, it is quite serious business, and it really doesn't matter who your adversary is.
Yes.
You need to maintain control over your banking, your travel, and your home environment and your communication system as being very paramount to keeping your life under your control, so that nobody is going to bother you or harm you, whether that be physically or stealing or damaging your property.
Oh yeah, without a doubt, it's probably, and I'll say this with a certain amount of credibility, I guess. I've read a lot of books, my friend, but I think I've rarely read one where every single thing in here that I read, I'm just blown away by, because I either said, I can't believe it, you know, it's been, you know, like, for example, one of the suggestions is using money orders to pay. Now, I've been burned by banks so many times with additional charges and things like that. They've actually authorized themselves and, of course, others to withdraw more money than was actually in the account, and then tried to charge me for it. So, you know, I said, that's it, I'm done with banks. And then I read in here, you know, that money orders is certainly a great option for people looking to do something like that. Now, I've been doing that for, gosh, probably about 4 years now, and it's always been just such a phenomenal pleasure for me to not have to deal with banks. And, you know, and obviously some people need to, and you provide alternatives for them as well.
Oh yes, actually using money orders that's a pretty basic principle in terms of paying those bills that need to be mailed through the mail and so forth. It's really advantageous to do that because your source of funds is not known. You essentially take cash and you buy the money order and then you pay the bill, and that's just the end of it. There's some other concepts we use. We use anonymous debit cards. We use ways where you cannot be traced through your money, and we use a variety of principles that essentially let you pay your bills and store your money in total privacy.
I think that's such an important point, and probably just from what I've seen, I imagine the most appealing aspect of all this for people, because you know it's such a hardship. When you look at different things like traveling, for example, if you go to an airport, you could be 5 years old. You're going to be patted down. You have to take your shoes off. You're going to be scanned with a wand. You know, they're slowly integrating people into this mindset that this is how society should be. That if you want to be safe, you have to be treated like a criminal at all times. And that's just to get on the airport, on the airplane. I've gone to banks where I've had somebody, let's say, for example, it's a big branch, you know, and I'll go and I'll take the check they're grant and I'll say, hey, look, I need to cash this. And they'll say, oh, we need your fingerprint. We need this. We need this. And I'll say, what are you talking? This, your bank cut this check. Cash this check for me. And they'll say, oh, we still need all that information. So, you know, at that point, that's when I stopped going to banks even to cash those checks. I found check cashing services. I found other ways to do it. And like I said, it was a great thing for me to read these techniques in the book and realize that, you know, this is a good thing to be doing. It was an affirmation for me for the things that I instinctively went towards. And then, of course, you took it leaps and bounds further with other suggestions and ways to continue to expand my privacy-mindedness.
I hope I did.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Like I said, this is important.
The problem you just alluded to is very common. It depends on the individual bank's policy, but essentially, you just mentioned it before, I think the real objective and the motivation on the part of the banks is to totally control their customers, to try to identify them through fingerprinting and so forth, when
Absolutely.
Really traditionally IDs have worked just fine. Or if what happened to know your customer? I can remember when years ago that you didn't have any of this these types of identification measures, and checks were still cashed. And in fact, I suspect that fewer cases of fraud were in play at that time. So I think it's just a matter of people demanding that their businesses, and the banks in particular that they do business with, treat them fairly and
yes.
let them retain their privacy.
Mm-hmm. And I think the key element really in all of these techniques, as long as you are not intending to break the law, to defraud anyone, all these things are completely fine.
I agree. I have disclaimers throughout the book, and
yes.
I have tried to emphasize that the objective here is privacy, and we are very much aware of what some of the various regulatory agencies have done to combat criminal activity, and we don't encourage that at all. We encourage, in fact, following all the laws of the land. And but your banking actually, banking is the most point of interest as people inquire and read about the book and read the chapters. And most of my questions that I field are on banking mm-hmm. and how they can make their money private. You would think that stalking might be up ahead of that, but it's actually not.
Yes.
So people are most concerned about the privacy of their property, whether that be real estate or their investments and their everyday bank accounts as well.
It's such an important point because, look, not everyone's going to have a stalker. Everybody has something to protect, whether it's a bank account or some degree of privacy that's expected, required. Another perfect example is people who have, let's say they have gold, silver, family jewelry, heirlooms, things like that in a bank safety deposit box. Well, if there were ever any sort of financial calamity, an economic collapse or even a downturn in this country, they would shut down the banks in order to protect the money that was still there, you know, the assets that are there. People would never be able to access their own stuff. What you guys have a perfect solution for that with the 24/7 private vaults, and there's plenty more. I'll tell you what, Grant, we have another break here. When we come back, if you're game, I'd like to try to squeeze in a few phone calls here in the time that we've got left. Folks, you're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us. We're back in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt and still counting.
and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Folks, and welcome back to end of hour number two here at Frankly Speaking Radio. Very excited, pleased, privileged to announce that this hour has been brought to you by our good friends at PrivacyCrisis.com. That, of course, is the website where you can pick up the book, Privacy Crisis, Identity Theft Prevention Plan and Guide to Anonymous Living by author Grant Hall. Our guest here this evening, welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you. You mentioned total anonymous banking, I believe, before the commercial break. And I just wanted to touch on a couple of tools that we use. We all know that there's some negatives to using banks in terms of keeping our privacy, although they have their place as well. But the check cashing stores have taken market share away from the banks, and this basically breaks the paper trail because you receive cash in hand, and then you're free to do what you want to it, and there's really no link between you and the cash from that point forward. You also mentioned 24/7 private vaults, which is a one-of-a-kind business,
God bless them.
Only one in the world. Mm-hmm. You use no identification whatsoever to get into your box, and you essentially have anonymous storage, and that can be anything you choose. Many people use it as a storage for cash, gold, rare coins, all kinds of valuables, stocks, bonds. It's possible to keep total control of all your assets by using this facility. I mean, beyond this, we have trust accounts for personal money. We have limited partnerships sometimes that are used for business money and liquid assets, and LLCs for investment, real estate, and service businesses. It's depends on what one's needs are, and but the whole point of my discussion this evening, I hope, and I hope I've been able to get this across, is with the right education and the right resources and the right knowledge and the application and communication skills, you can make your life as private as you choose, and you can do that in the United States of America. I promise you.
That's such an important point. A very powerful statement, my friend, and like I said, very, very appealing to our listeners. It certainly was to me, and I can't think of really a better way to spend your time than by reading this book and implementing these processes. You have to have a paradigm shift in your thinking, and once you realize where you're deficient as far as your security and the maintenance of your privacy, you will be able to address these things. You will be able to truly, truly, truly be free. Do you mind if we try to fit in a few phone calls?
Let's do that.
All right, let's do it. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Mary in Georgia. Mary, welcome to the show.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Hello, Mary.
Hey, how you doing? Grant is Grant, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I've called into your show a few times, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I listen to you all the time.
You're very sweet.
I almost feel like you're family,
aww,
even though we disagree on a few things, but families disagree too, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I've been Eastern time, so you don't come on to 12 o'clock, and now it's 2.
Ooh.
So I listen to your... when your show first come on talking about Easter, and then you had the lady with the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple of things to say about both of those. But since you got Grant on now,
mm-hmm,
talking about this privacy thing, my husband told me that he got stopped by police. I don't know if he didn't completely stop at a stop sign or whatever it was, but the cop come up to the car, and he said... was talking to him, and my husband finally said, well, do you need to see my insurance? Got a break?
Yes, we do. Grant, would you mind terribly hanging on to be able to answer?
On.
Oh, you're very kind. All right, and Mary, you hang on as well. I'm always anxious to hear these types of stories. Folks, we're back in only about 90 seconds after we pause for a brief station identification. Back with hour number 3 in just a minute. Please stay with us.